AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Rioters plunged part of Baltimore into chaos Monday, torching a pharmacy, setting police cars ablaze, and throwing bricks at officers, forcing the governor to declare a state of emergency and drawing anger from Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
This is not protesting. This is not your First Amendment rights. This is just criminal acts doing damage to a community that is challenged in some ways that do not need this and do not need to be harmed in a way that we have today.
The violence came hours after thousands mourned Freddie Gray, the man who died from a severe spinal injury he suffered in police custody. Set on fire Monday night, a senior center that Pastor Dante Hickman says his Baptist church was building.
It was the Mary Harvin Senior Housing Transformation Center, 60 units of senior housing facility for senior citizens in our community, as well as a transformation center with a myriad of health and human services to help the community.
Firefighters trying to put out a blaze at a CVS store were hindered by someone who sliced holes in a fire hose. Starting Tuesday, Baltimore residents will be under a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. The AP's Jerry Boatlander tells us why there are long lines outside the Supreme Court.
Lawn chairs and sleeping bags line the street in front of the Supreme Court and wind around the corner. People have been waiting for days, hoping to have a seat inside the courtroom when the High Court hears arguments on whether same-sex marriage should be the law of the land. Wyatt Four got here Friday from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
We're pretty well prepared. I mean, we've got a tarp. We had to sleep through a rainy night one night, so we made a little tarp to protect ourselves from the rain.
The court will hear 2.5 hours of arguments on whether the 14 states that now ban gay marriage have to join the other states in making same-sex marriage legal. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
And those arguments will be heard later today. This is AP Radio News. Truckers who haul goods from docks at the nation's busiest seaport complex walked off the job Monday, a dispute over earnings and employment status. But port officials in L.A. and Long Beach say the impact on international commerce appears to be minimal. More strong storms forced teams to suspend their air and water searches for 4 people still missing after their boats flipped during a regatta off Dauphin Island, Alabama. The Coast Guard on their chances of survival.
I wouldn't speculate to an individual survivability. I would just tell you that an awful lot of things enter into that.
The death toll from Saturday's earthquake in Nepal is now past 4,400. The government is lowering the recommended amount of fluoride in drinking water because some kids are getting too much, causing white splotches on their teeth. It was 50 years ago the government urged cities to add fluoride to water supplies to prevent tooth decay, but now fluoride is put in toothpaste, mouthwash, and other products. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.